This is 105.9 Bishop FM. This is 105.9 Bishop FM. The new sound in Bishop Auckland, Shildon, Crook, Spennymoor and beyond.
Okay, on the line is Dr. Hilary Jones from Good Morning Britain. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How are you today, then?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Obviously, Christmas is coming and stomach aches we're going to be talking about. How not to overindulge?
We probably all will, to some extent. And if it's short-lived and a little bit of what you fancy does you good, that's fine. If it's too persistent, however, it can inevitably cause a lot of digestive disorders.
Right, so what do you think is the best thing to do then? So obviously, what happens if we've been out the night before, we have overindulged, we've had the drink, the food and some sweets as well?
Well, I mean, I just think it's about moderation. I mean, if you're going to do that, then at least counteract that with a bit of exercise the next day, maybe a walk, maybe eating a bit more healthily the next day. So there's a balance. I mean, I'm not a killjoy. I'm not saying to people don't have fun, but I think if you do it every day, all the time, don't be surprised if you get some pain in the stomach, acid reflux, and all the things that go with that.
Because obviously when you do Christmas, dinner time, after Christmas, you always feel that lethargicness and tiredness, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's estimated that some people will consume 7,000 calories with their Christmas lunch. Now, you know, that's a lot of calories, and if you do that once a year, then it's not too bad. But if you're doing even half that every day, then you're going to end up overweight and pretty unhealthy. So I think it's about enjoying yourself with your loved ones, but it's also about being careful, doing things in moderation. And if you're over 50 or 60, you're overweight and you've got chest pain in the afternoon after your Christmas lunch, and don't just assume it's indigestion. It could be something to do with your heart. And if you need help with that and it's not settling down with the usual indigestion remedies, then talk to a doctor.
Right, OK. I think my friend Pauline, my colleague who is sat with me on Mornings Well, would like to ask you a question as well. Pauline.
Good morning, Dr. Hilary.
Good morning, Pauline.
Good morning, Paul. I'll have a heart attack you saying that to him. Right, can I just ask about drinks with meals? Is it true that port can help with digestion?
Sorry, I missed the question.
Is it true that port can help with digestion? You know, you have a little drink. What's the best drink to drink?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we used to prescribe for our elderly patients a little bit of stout on the NHS, you know, to stimulate their appetite. And that's why the French call these apéritifs, as they do, because it stimulates the appetite, and digestif afterwards is to help with digestion. So, you know, I think food and drink goes nicely together, like, you know, cheese with wine, and, you know, grapes with cheese. There are things that go well together. You would choose a nice wine to complement the flavour of that food. So that's fine. But of course, alcohol is high in calories. Alcohol can increase the acidity of the stomach, and so do certain foods. So that you have to be careful. If you tend to get acid reflux, if you tend to get a lot of heartburn, then just be careful with the volume of alcohol you're taking with your food.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you.
Pleasure.
I've got another question. Mm. What about Keep Fit fanatics? When should they exercise? Before, after food?
I think you need to give it two hours after eating to allow the stomach to largely empty before you take moderate to vigorous exercise. But exercise is good in helping you digest after that, but not give it 2 hours, because otherwise your stomach is full of food, it's not digested, and you're just going to get abdominal symptoms if you exercise too soon.
Right, so will you be looking forward to a nice Christmas dinner then?
Oh, yes. Why not? You know, I'll be joining in with the rest of the family. And for those people who think that they might be intolerant to things, don't just guess that you might be intolerant. I mean, a lot of people, for example, think they're intolerant to lactose and can't have dairy. Actually, only 5% of people who think they're lactose intolerant genuinely are. More people, if they do get symptoms after drinking milk, have an intolerance to A1 protein in milk, and for them there is the A2 milk alternative, which is now available, and they're likely to be able to take that with no trouble at all.
Thank you very much indeed. So some wise words, keeping South Durham healthier across the Christmas period. Is that right?
That's it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul and Pauline.
Thank you very much. All the best to you for Christmas and the New Year, OK?
And you. Thank you.
Very much.